folks, and welcome to episode 52.5, the final episode of season one of the Heroes Die podcast. And what better way to go out than a session that was recorded simply to pacify the insatiable bloodlust of these players. This episode punches in right at the end of episode 52, and you'll get to see that fight with the Aboleth play out rather than the hand-waving that I did at the end of last episode. Not for these players, not ever, no hand-waving, we like it the hard way. Thank you very much, Sam, but we'll play out the fight in this, the final episode of season one of The Heroes Die. Okay, gang, we are back in the town of Hydrapon, and we are going to finish this fight. Did a little bit of hand-waving of too much action in our last session, and we've talked about it, and we want to see this fight play out. So that is what we are going to do. Where are people right now? Reggie, you're on the shore with some of the townsfolk. All of the veils over your eyes have been lifted. You see all of the dominated magic. People are beginning to shake that off. You're seeing other illusions. They're no longer affecting you. In the water, we've got Cheffrey keeping his distance right now. We've got Rafinus, who just tried to grapple the Aboleth, as Cole's successfully guessed. Nuke Dukem is adjacent to it as it chased Nuke to try to attack him. Ham is a little bit further north on this map, only about 10 feet. So we got three of our characters right around the Aboleth. And so far, Ham and Nuke have succumbed to the creature's slime cloud around it and can now only breathe underwater. Yeah. Rafinus, when he moved to grapple it, was able to shake off those effects, but he is still adjacent to it.
I really can't recommend lore metagaming enough for the listeners at home. It's yeah. Super fucking powerful. Invest.
It's deeply powerful. Deeply powerful. All right. I'm looking at the turn order here. Pretty arbitrary, yeah. Given the way we ended last session.
Yeah, just top of the round. Top of the round sounds good.
What we're saying is we used to be faking it, but now we're making it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And we're in it to win it now.
By immersion. Because I'm underwater.
And my name is Nuke Dukem.
I'm immersed again.
We don't even have initiative scores.
Cheffrey. We're going to start with Cheffrey.
All right. So Cheffrey wants to get in the mix. So he's going to try to swim towards the Aboleth. Let's see. That's a 14 on the die plus 11 is... 25.
Absolutely. So because the waters have calmed so much at this point, this check is dropped to 25 for has dropped to 15 for everybody. You hit a 15, you're moving 15 feet. And this is the reason we're not doing away with it entirely, even though these are calm waters, is because it's still challenging to swim in combat. This isn't where you're used to training. It is easier in calm water, but given that it's encounter mode, we're going to be rolling. If it were exploration and you wanted to swim across this, I wouldn't ask for a check. But right now, encounter mode, we are going to be doing checks in water that is above your head.
And are you capping the speed at 15? Sorry, excuse me.
The speed is going to be 5 plus 5 for every 20 feet of your movement speed. So yeah, in one action, that's how far you can get.
Okay. So did I crit?
With a 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you crit.
Hell yeah.
Which means I can get all the way up to the Aboleth, baby. Zip.
Like a lizard-based Michael Phelps.
That's it. And then I'm going to do something that I've been that I'm excited about after I read the underwater combat rules, which is use my lizard folk razor claws in their versatile feature to attack with piercing, thereby avoiding the attack penalty.
Fantastic.
Very nice.
Here's the first attack. It's a 3 on the die for a 17.
A 17?
That hits.
That is a miss.
The Aboleth is flat-footed because he's flanked.
Mm-hmm. Aboleth is flat-footed because he's flanked. Wow. 17, miss.
It's a pretty bad roll.
17's a miss.
Going back to the well for 29.
29, that is a hit.
There you
Sweet.
Go.
Sweet.
Kill him.
Oh, rolled nice damage. 13 points of damage.
13.
And that's it.
Points of damage. And it
Thanks
is
for tuning back in, everybody. We just
What's it look like, Will? What's it look like, Will? We killed the sea bass.
Fish for dinner tonight, boys.
All right, 13 points of damage off the top there, as yet undamaged. See how it reacts to that. But that is the end of Jeffrey's turn, I believe.
For 29, you hit the head, the tail,
all right,
the whole damn thing.
You know what? We're going to keep on with these arbitrary numbers here. Top of round four, Ham, you're up. What's good, buddy?
Ham.
Strong or great?
Forgot to get his dice out. Thanks for covering.
Ham.
Oh, God. Ham. Ham's going to hit that swim DC exactly. And take a little slide to his left so that he has a kind of better shot around Nuke Dukem. And reach into his bag and pull out a fork.
A fork.
All right.
Yeah. Perfect.
Move, enter stance.
He wants a fork in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, 100%. This thing has, like, Gozra's sigil right at the sort of, like, handle.
Oh, that's perfect.
We're going to throw that out there. Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Oh, my. Tell me more, Ham. That is going to be a 30.
Oh, damn.
A 30 to hit.
31.
31 to hit is a hit.
Woo!
Not a crit. Okay.
You are not flanking.
Ham.
I am not flanking. That's true. All right. Ham is going to stick a fork in that calamari for a hot 8 points of damage. And then he's going to go dipping back into that bag. And here comes a ladle, which also does piercing damage in this reality. So think
not
about
what
it.
What I would have expected.
Ladles can be sharp.
You take the minus two, right? For throwing under... That's preposterous.
But I agree, but there are six bullet points under aquatic combat, and that is not one of them.
Rules is rules.
Cold.
I'm glad they've simplified it, and also that's ridiculous.
So that's a 28 with the ladle?
28 with the ladle.
28 ladle.
And that's at your iterative attack penalty?
Flurry.
Flurry takes the iterative from one to the next. Because it's not
that's
double
slice.
24. 24? That's still a hit.
Yeah. Thought so. 5 points of piercing damage. So the way that I imagine that is that Ham really gets the momentum of the water in the bowl of the ladle and then throws it so that the handle is what's pointing forward and all that weight at the back propels it.
And just at that point.
Right through that gelatinous skin of the aboleth squid-like body.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is letting the dice and the random kitchenware table tell the story. Love to
incredible
see
it. Character concept.
Yeah. Nuke Dukem, what's up?
Nuke, after a brief moment of cowardice of swimming away, is going to say, something's fishy, and it's how you're still alive. And he's going to swing around with his fists and swing on him. Okay. That will be minus two. A 24 to hit.
24 is a hit.
Yes, yes. And then, second. Got it or not? That will miss on the second attack. That's fine. But that will be for 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. Woof salad. Let's go.
And then, Dre can't breathe out of water. Never mind. He's going to take another swing at it. That will definitely miss.
Okay, that's two actions, I think.
No, because I did flurry of blows for my first one. So I swung twice.
Flurry of blows is one action.
Oh, shit, okay. Just one action for that. Then I guess I'll take another swing at the maximum iterative penalty. I don't even know. Yeah, that will definitely hit.
What'd you roll?
A five on the die?
Five on the die? Oh, yeah, no, that's not a hit.
It's a crit.
Fish crit. That's my turn.
You're right, that is your turn. That is Nuke's turn. And now we're back around to the Aboleth. And just to make sure the listeners at home know what this bad boy looks like, can I get a quick description from Will?
Let's just say I like its tentacles.
Okay.
Will, just point blank, is this thing hot or not?
Yeah.
Smoking.
Is it a
smoking?
Okay. All right.
Yes, it's got four tentacles coming out of it. Otherwise, it's sort of got the body of like a tuna with red, green splotches, and then three eyes stacked in front of it. So one, good two, rub. Three, north to south.
Is it just me or does he have a six pack too?
Yeah, I see some ripple down there.
I think it's implied.
Looks firm. Nuke, that's bringing us around to one round since you have been attacked by this creature and impacted by its slime. Can I get a fortitude save, please?
That's Ben.
Oh, shit.
What did I say? Did I say?
No, you said Nuke. You said Nuke.
Yeah. Ben was somewhere else.
Yeah, I was gone. I was still looking at Will. He was lusted, dude.
We have talked about how I'm very automatically locked into calling myself Eugene and don't always hear when you ask for Reggie things.
Yeah.
It's happened to me too.
That is a one on the die. So I don't think that will say.
Oh, God.
No.
Thank God, honestly.
Okay. So you watch as Nuke swings, connects, swings again, misses, and these blows are getting slower and slower underwater, and you realize that as his hand moves as fast and as strong as Nuke can, it's actually almost pushing through his skin, which is softening. Stage two of this is drained one. Stage three, which you have dropped to, because you critically failed that fortitude state, means that your skin is transforming into a clear, slimy membrane. Drained too for a very long time.
This is the erotic monk content our listeners have been craving. Yeah.
We really took it somewhere.
Slip Nuke we got on our hands.
It's bad. If we want to roll some, I guess you guys have already rolled on this thing, but I'll tell you this.
No, we haven't. I just cheated.
I'll tell you this. With the Illumin in your system, you're getting all kinds of automatic occult checks because fuck it, I'd rather story tell than hide this from you.
Hell yeah.
This is a curse. So when you look at Nuke, you can see these inky black veins running under his skin, which is becoming translucent. And there's just something in the back of your brain that's curse. And that means that this isn't just a disease. This isn't just something that he can slough off. This is going to last forever until the curse is lifted or he's able to shuck it off naturally. But yeah.
Can you imagine what a deer antler does to a dude with squishy, translucent skin?
Oh, gosh. And you don't know this yet, but every hour this membrane remains dry, your drained condition increases by one. Again, this is a permanent condition.
Just leave me in the drink.
This is bad. And the Aboleth is going to lash out at Raphanus, who was the last creature to attack it. That's not true. A bunch of people have attacked it. Duke was the last one. Oh, but Duke, you can watch as it failed its fortitude save, and it's going to attack Raphanus. Gosh. That's a 29 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I'm glad you said it out loud, though.
No, I appreciate that. That's going to be 24 points of damage, and I'm going to need a fortitude save.
Oh, boy. Let's do the fortitude save first. Why not? Yep. Holla Cahootie. That is a 29 fortitude save.
You are able to stave off the worst effects of this. You are not succumbing to the slime curse. That is its first attack. Its second attack is going to go against Cheffrey. Cheffrey, that's only going to be a 20 to hit.
It's a miss.
Okay, great. And everybody is flat-footed, given that it's underwater without a swim speed?
Yes.
Yeah. Clear-skinned.
Okay, great. Yeah, clear as day.
Clear skin, cloudy eyes.
Can't also lose. For you?
Gonna lose.
With that minus two, you're not at a 19 sitting, which would make that a crit?
Nope.
All right, just wanted to double check. And no, we will do...
Wait, what did you hit me at, Sam? I'm sorry. You hit me at 29, right?
29, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure that wasn't a crit, but it was not.
Okay, it sounds like it wasn't a crit. And then the final attack is going to go...
Oh, fuck, it was. It was. Holy shit, Sam, it was. I'm at a 19 because I'm not in my stance.
All right.
Weep womp.
Weep womp.
Kill him!
Minimum. Oh, no, not minimum. Sorry. That is going to be 18 more points of damage. For 42 all day on that crit.
Hammed him.
That's a big hit. Dog. That's a big hit. All right, we're going to swing at Nuke.
I'm at 38 out of 80.
Oh, God, I love hearing that. And Nuke, that's going to be a 19 against your flat-footed AC.
Yep, that'll hit.
That'll hit. 19 points of damage.
Oh, no.
And he can't go beyond stage 3 with this curse, so fortunately, hopefully nothing I can else respawn. Happens to you.
And as we've already revealed to the audience, this is the end of this arc, so none of these characters are continuing anyway.
And the Nuke. Game over, man. Game over.
Detris, I hope you know where you're going.
And that brings us to Reggie's turn. Reggie, what's good? You're on the shore.
Yeah, Reggie's going to go to the north, 5, 10, 15, and then jump in the H2O and begin swimming.
And you get to jump 15 feet for free.
So 1, 2, 3. And then can I take another move action, move another 15?
Yeah, just give me an athletics check.
1, 2, 3 with a... That's a 19 on the die for a 30.
30, that's a crit. That means you get to move double, I believe.
That sounds great to me.
Sorry,
no,
what is...
You start at 10 instead of starting at 5 and then add the same increment, I believe.
Okay, so you'll be able to move 20 feet.
Third action, just going to move one more time.
All right, give me that athletics check.
That is a 7. I thought it was a 1. It's a 7, so 18.
18, you're able to move 15 more feet. You're getting up in the mix. Raphanus, what's good, buddy? You're getting hurt.
Yeah, Raphanus is going to... Yeah, I'd say so. Raphanus is going to go into his mountain stance. So he's thickening up. He's tightening up. He's like the little, he's like a little water spider with muscly roots. And,
start off as you get into mountain stance, you're still in the slime cloud. Give me another fortitude save.
Okay. Oh, that's better than the last one I had. That is a 30 fortitude save.
That is a 30 fortitude save, so you pass it, which means, Raphanus, that you have now been swimming, and we'll just say that you're going back up and down underwater here.
Yeah.
Instead of
getting gulps
trying
of
to
air
count
and
rounds
stuff.
Of you being submerged, because I'm not particularly interested in counting that.
So Raphanus is going to, I think I'm going to try and grapple him again. That'll miss. That's going to miss.
All right, that'll miss.
It's a four on the die for a grapple. Yeah.
Yeah, so you reach out your longer arms, just sort of like coming around and over him, I imagine, in mountain stance. You try to pull him into a crushing grasp, not able to find traction. That is two actions, I believe?
Yes, so I will do a flurry of blows for my last action.
Flurry of blows for your last action, and you're
so
starting
this is
out
at
the
negative four.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. So that's 10... Plus, so that's a 24.
24.
18 to hit because of the negative 2 circumstances to bludgeoning attacks.
18 is a miss.
Okay. And here's the second one from that. So this is at a minus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, natural 20. Ooh! All right, let's see. So 17 plus 14 is a...
31.
31.
Minus 10.
Is it 21?
21 to hit?
Not a hit.
Miss. Oh, dang.
Balls.
So he's just floating. Hey!
He's floating. I'd like to kill you. Jeffrey,
like
you're
a
up.
Little, like a little radish buoy.
Oh,
with glowing purple eyes.
With just the palm breaking the water.
Yes. Yeah, the palm. And the palm of his little sailor hat that's somehow still attached to his head.
Well, he rooted it.
And Jeffrey, I'm going to need a real quick fortitude save. We should have done this last time, but this is for being within 5 feet of the creature to see if you are now breathing water instead of air.
It's an 18 on the die for a total of 30.
Okay, you are still an air breather.
Great. So Jeffrey wants to try to get some, take some heat off of Nuke and Raphanus and is going to try to use his ruffle to intimidate and demoralize the fish. Here we go.
Break its mind.
It's a natural 20, 30 total.
Yo!
Okay, so that is a critical success.
Great. Yes. That means frightened two, I believe. Yes, frightened two.
Frightened two, that's going to take two off of all of its important stuff.
Oh, I inked myself.
All right, and then he's going to just roll into his flurry of blows. So again, using razor claws for piercing damage.
All right, and this is going to be, you are flanking, and you have frightened it. So this is a cumulative minus four to its AC.
Sweet. 26 total?
26 total, that's a hit.
Okay, for damage, it's 13.
13 points of damage, not nothing.
For the next attack, oh, wow. The path builder animation there was very dramatic. So that it's 22 total.
22 total is a hit.
Sweet. And that's snake eyes on the die for a total of 6 damage.
6 damage.
Not the intent. No.
And I guess for my last action, I'll just keep swinging at a minus 8 attack bonus for a total of 10, which you'll miss. So
10
that's
does
it.
Indeed
swing away.
Miss.
Swing away.
Pew, 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 as you come in with those claws piercing underwater. So I just imagine pushing those claws straight forward into it. That's the end of round 4, the top of round 5. Ham, you're up.
You better believe he's going to be throwing a butter knife.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 31.
No.
31. Yes. That is a crit. That is a crit.
Yeah. Butter knife.
The frightened sticks for the next round.
Hell yes, Jeffrey. My lizard man. That is going to be 14 points of damage, more than Ham has ever done or will ever do in his entire life.
14 with a butter knife as it flies straight and true.
I think he gets it like under one of those three eyelids. Plenty of eyelids to get that butter knife under. Oh, shit. What comes next? I almost rolled without checking. That would have been a faux pas. Back to the cleaver. Plus 9. 21. That's a hit.
21 is a hit.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Carve it up.
The cleaver into the eye just below for 7. That's my flurry.
Damage.
Go for its third eye. You would feel complete.
I mean, honestly, fuck it. Yeah, I literally only have one trick in all of combat. You know it. You love it. It's a plate. This one actually makes sense to throw underwater. I feel confident. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I rolled a natural 1, and I feel less
A lot
confident.
Of sense underwater. No sense piercing. But it doesn't matter.
Well, it's a, you know, it sort of shatters on impact and then the little shards pierce.
That's a good point. Same. I wish I'd thought of that.
Buckshot plate.
That's correct. This is my shotgun swing. And for my fourth and final attack, ooh, a pair of chopsticks.
Those.
This could
sense.
Be dicey. Instead, it's another natural 1. So I imagine on those last two, it is just like he pulls out the plate and the chopsticks at the same time, looks at both of them, and is like, oh, these are absolutely my best bet, and goes to throw them as if he's out of water and holds on too long as a result. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of like slowly float into the muck at the bottom, and Ham is blup, 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 in the middle.
He's just in the middle there, blup, 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 and away.
Just blupping.
Nuke duke him.
What a drain. No, I don't have much for that one. He's going to keep swinging at this fish. that won't hit for the first on the flurry. That really won't hit. That's a 1. Oh, boy.
And that is the end of your turn, unless you can come up with a big, big fortitude save. And even if you do, actually.
Let's see. Oh, it's a 5 on the die.
All
hero
right.
Point. Hero point? A hero point?
Do you want to use a hero point on your temporary character?
Well, we have temporary hero points.
Yeah, temporary hero points.
Temporary hero points, yeah.
I'll say this, though. One more thing that you have a sense of, given that you are under the effects of this curse and Illumin, is that this curse, you know, is particularly sticky. It is virulent. Afflictions with the virulent trait are harder to remove. You must succeed at 2 consecutive saves to reduce a virulent stage's affliction by 1. A critical success reduces the stage by only 1 instead of 2. All of this is to say, you might want to sit on the hero point until you pass one of these. That would be what I would consider doing. That's not to tell you not to use it.
Is there anything bad that happens if I failed it?
No.
Okay, good.
No, you have the worst form of this right now.
You are fully cursed already.
Max cursed.
Oh, the victim's skin transforms into a clear, slimy membrane, inflicting drain 2 until the curse ends. Every hour this membrane remains dry, the creature's drain condition increases by 1 permanent. My goodness.
Until they eventually become plain jello.
Okay, so yeah, this...
Plain jello.
Now that it's stage 3, actually, I think it's...
It's terminal.
This is permanent. You're not rolling anymore.
Unbelievable.
Stage 1 is 1 round. Yeah. Stage 2 is 1 round. Stage 3 is permanent.
Oh no.
I hope you like this pond, Nuke.
I'm going to have to stay wet.
Yeah. I'm going to inspire local legend.
All right.
Thank God my sweat slick is always. Talk about me in
children's fairy tales.
Nuke Dukem is drained too. He's able to take 1 flurry of blows.
I'm a fucking fish, man. Look at me. Oh, God.
It is the Abolith's turn, and the Abolith is...
I had a wife at home.
Hey, Sam, Aboliths are pretty, like, intelligent creatures. They live in communities. They are domineering and important. What's this Abolith's name?
This Abolith's name is... Oh, man, you don't want to know this Abolith's name.
I wouldn't have asked.
But we do.
All right. It's...
I've got to get awful friendly with it down here. I want to know what I'm calling it.
This Aboliths name is Glorbox Levitruff.
And how did this deep sea creature come to live in a 10-foot deep pond?
It tried to get here because it had heard about Hydropon.
And it wanted to run this shit?
It wanted to be near the Star Isle, which is where the druids were, because it had heard some rumors about what was going on in the center of that isle. That is GM to player. Ham has no idea about any of that.
Ham knows everything.
Ham knows everything that I know. Ham knows everything that I know. Shut up. You can't tell me.
Character are one entity within the boundaries of this game.
Oh, God. Yeah, Ham knows that now. It's your bad. okay. So, the Aboleth is going to, seeing Nuke Dukem start to get...
Kill me. I don't want to be a fish.
is going to attack Rophanus.
You fucking cruel bastard.
That is a natural 20. That is my second crit on Rophanus.
Dead radish.
So wait, what are you... Okay.
What am I doing right now? What am
He's
I doing?
Fish food. I'm
looking for a couple extra D8s.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Always wanted to see the inside of a radish without cutting it.
Oh, boy. I'm going to read these off to you as I go. That's a 7 plus 6. That's 13.
13?
Plus 8. That is 21. Plus a 2 for a 23.
That's okay.
Strength mod?
That's it?
That is going to be 43 points of damage.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Roth, it's been cool.
So and long.
Roth, can I please... get Farewell. A fortitude save for the hit.
Oh,
frightened. Frightened. Minus 2 to damage.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Still down.
40. Okay. Okay.
does he want to fail this fortitude save so that he can breathe the water?
This is for the slime. This isn't for breathing underwater. This is for the slime attack. The curse that Ben has.
Oh, yeah. Let's not do that.
You don't want any of this.
I'll use my... Okay, let's see. Before I read out, the hero point, is that like advantage, or do I completely disregard the original roll?
Disregard the original roll.
Okay. Whew. All right, I'm going to... It's a 24 fortitude. Oh, God, Sam's looking at porn on his phone. For Christ's
Not
sake.
Again.
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty excited. When I get nervous, I have to do my only coping mechanism.
You can't blame him
this Aboleth
for playing as this like tentacle-based domination creature and then not looking at porn.
Yes.
I'm dying
we're putting him in a dangerous situation.
I'm only human.
looking at his phone and panting.
No, I was trying not to react to the 24 that you rolled, which it sounds like you are keeping.
Yes. Just do it, dude.
That
just
is a fail.
It. Ah, 25 DC.
Frightened 2. That reduces all DCs?
Yes. Yes. Everything.
That is a success. And that's going to get... That is going to get...
Successful dead radish.
That is going to get a hero point over Cheffrey's way.
Nice.
Because you have created a crit, and you created a successful roll for a creature who is now... I'm sorry. We forgot to do this right away. Dying with a big red X.
Hell yeah.
Rufanus, out of the combat. That is this creature's first action.
Oh no.
Second action is going to be an attack against Cheffrey. Not going to do it. That's a miss. Third action, going to keep lashing out, hoping to connect. That is going to be...
Dating in my 20s, am I right?
Oh!
Oh my goodness! What a Lothario! That is going to be pretty good on the die. It's going to be a 23, frightened 2. That is going to be a 21 to connect to your flat-footed AC.
My flat-footed AC is 22.
Oh, God! I'm so pissed right now. Well done. Well done. That is the end of the Grab Black's Volpatron's turn. And it is now Reggie's turn.
You're confusing me and the audience, Sam. Mm,
Grab Block Volpatron. That wasn't the
There you go. Wait a minute.
Sam, is Rufanus's body floating?
Sam, Google those terms real quick. Cover your bases.
Rufanus' body is floating face down in the water.
Dead man's float.
It's a dead man's float, but with the jacked up like arms.
Yeah, super long arms of mountains.
Still in mountains. The arms are getting like caught on the rocks.
Little turnip's torqued up. He's drowning.
His tiny little body's just a little buoy.
All right, so Reggie's gonna move here.
Fisher's starting to chew at him.
Comes up, his face is fucking mutilated.
Oh man!
All right, Reggie has the speaking stone.
So Reggie's gonna swim past Rufanus and. Maybe 3 seconds ago would have done something about it, but
he fucking chewed scenery for an extra 5 seconds and but no instead, more.
Instead, he bats Rufanus upstream.
What if he doesn't even realize it's Rufanus? Like he's like, "What is this shit in the water? Fuck,
it's
so dirty,
seaweed.
Yeah. All this driftwood. Jeez,
sweet."
Give me a fortitude save as you move within 5 feet of the creature.
Okay, let's go. That's a 22.
22 is a fail. You now breathe water and not air, buddy.
Tight, and then. As this happens to him, Reggie is going to start floundering to look like a drowning monk and kind of screaming or whatever underwater. And Sam, I'm going to need a perception check from the Aboleth.
Is it a perception check or do you roll against my perception DC?
Oh, no, it's a deception check that goes against your perception DC. That's right. Cool. It's a 19 on the die.
Hell yeah.
For a 29.
29, that is a pass for sure.
Fuck
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Aboleth is now flat-footed against my next melee strike. And for my third action, I'm going to do a flurry of blows at the Aboleth.
A flurry of blows at the Aboleth, absolutely. It is now frightened 1. It is also flat-footed. It's taking a -3 to its a sizzle.
Sweet. Okay, that's a 16 on the die. So it would be, and I'm at a 13 to hit, so 29 minus 2, because I'm underwater, so 27?
27 is a hit.
Cool. And then we'll flurry, do the next one. That is going to be a miss.
All right.
Roll one hit damage. It's just 1d8, yes?
2d8 because we're using the automatic advancement system.
Yep. Ah, right. Thank you. 14 points of damage.
Nice.
14 points of damage. And I have the impression that your friend and mine, Ham, did not remember the automatic advancement system.
I have it written down, but I was still just rolling 1d4. Lore metagaming doesn't cover special rules, as it turns out. Ah,
but
that's crazy.
I bet we won't make this mistake again tonight.
I'm going to go check Layton's sheet real quick.
Who even knows if this character is going to get another attack?
That's true.
Good point.
14 points of damage there. Okay, chip, chip, chipperoo. This thing is, you're definitely hurting it. You are definitely hurting it. Raphanus, it's your turn. You are floating in the water face down. Let's see whether or not you start to breathe water instead of air. Give me your fortitude save.
Here we go. That is a 19 on the die.
So bad.
Bummer.
Yes. So you, now we're going to start keeping track of it. And you have 5 plus your constitution modifier rounds of holding your breath.
Okay, so that is 9 rounds.
Wait, but
can a person without bodily control hold their breath?
I say yes.
This is what I mean. I think that he might be like
dead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just like fails checks automatically.
Don't I roll something though to
drowning? Yeah. Gonna have to add Pathfinder 2e to that because that's an unfortunate search. Without it,
aren't there like?
Did it just say the nicest way to die?
I just got a lot of images.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't actually search it.
I was like, there's no way that's true.
When you run out of air, you fall unconscious and start suffocating. You can't recover from being unconscious and must attempt a DC fortitude save at the end of each of your turns. On a failure, you take 1d10 damage, and on a critical failure, you die. On each check after the first, the DC increases by 5 and the damage by 1d10. These increases are cumulative. Once your access to air is restored, you stop suffocating and are no longer unconscious unless you're at 0 hit points. Okay. So,
what does that mean, actually? Like, that didn't answer any of my questions.
Okay, so Raphanus goes down. He's face down in the water. I did roll a dice to see if he's face down or face up. It was a natural 1, which meant that it was definitely face down, not just a punchline. He can't breathe. He is going to need to attempt a DC 20 fortitude save at the end of this turn.
Okay.
And if he critically fails, he just dies.
Right now, you're set to advance. Okay, so yeah, you're going to roll this fortitude save first. You're at dying what?
Right. This is the dying save, right?
No, this is not the dying save. This is the breathing air save. Damage. So you DC 20 fortitude save right now.
You already rolled that.
Right now. I already rolled that though, right?
What'd you get?
Yeah.
A 19 on the die, so.
That was to see if you started breathing air.
Oh.
Or water. Okay. You passed that, so you are still breathing air, which means we need to do another save, a DC 20 fortitude save
there
right
now.
Yeah.
Ooh. DC 24?
DC 20 fortitude save.
DC 20 fortitude save. I pass.
Okay.
I have a 23 fortitude save.
Okay. So you are just unconscious, but you are not going to continue to take damage because of this. It is going to get harder as we go forward, but you do not automatically take damage. Now we're going to see if you stabilize or continue to die. So we're going to need not a fortitude save, but just a flat check, an 11 flat check.
Fuck.
6.
No. 6. You are dying too.
Wow.
I really liked this character. Just, cool. Putting it out there.
I'm keeping him around regardless of what happens.
Seems unlikely, but yeah.
I might use him for with me forever. I might use him for the Pathfinder Society shit.
Oh, new I also, plant him I also, in the silt.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful flower. Yeah.
All right, that is Raphanus' turn. Jeffrey, you're up.
Oh, Jeffrey just had the realization that he still breathes air.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a fortitude save?
I have to do that now. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope this works.
Did I need to do that swimming one, Sam? Or did I just do that? Wasn't I supposed to do one at the end of my turn?
Another you did save? All the checks we needed okay. to do.
All right.
You ain't swimming, brother.
It's right. a 17 on the die for a total of 29.
You are still breathing air.
Thank fuck. So Jeffrey just realized that there's no reason for him to be still in the water. And he's going to try to climb out of the water onto the rock that's very conveniently placed next to like where he is.
Okay.
Can I just do that or do you want me to roll?
Yeah, roll a quick athletics check to get up there. Yeah, we did that.
You got it. Yep. That's a 3 on the die for a 14.
14. I think we said it was, yeah, very low. It was like a DC 10. So yeah, you're good.
Okay, sweet. Well, now that he's up there, he's going to continue swinging. Flurry of blows. Actually, he's going to get into his crane stance because now that he's out of the water, he doesn't need to use piercing.
Mm-hmm.
Crane stance, now flurry of blows. First attack, it's an 8 on the die for a total of 22.
22 is a miss.
All right, second attack.
21 was a hit.
When he was frightened.
When he was frightened and both of them were submerged. Now he's out of the water. It's harder to hit him too.
Oh.
Why?
He is flanking, I will point out.
He's flanking, yes.
Doesn't matter. Second attack is a 1 on the die for a total of 11, so definitely a miss. That's it. That's Jeffrey's turn.
Hold on one second. At the GM's discretion, some ground-based actions might not work while underwater or while floating. This thing isn't right at the surface of the water, right? It's underwater a little bit. So.
Yeah, I'm imagining he's like on like laying down on the rock and like swiping down, and I can imagine so that would cause some
getting a little bit difficulty. Of a boost to the AC on this one since it's not at the surface or fighting things that are like above the surface of the water right now.
Sure. I would push for he's still flanking though, because the Aboleth is still gonna try to have to avoid like the claws coming down at him.
Yeah, I'm happy to give still flanking, no problem.
Okay, deal. And that's it.
That is the end of round 5, the top of round 6. Ham, you're up.
Ham pulls out a spatula.
Spatula. Yeah. Let's go. Still frightened one to you. Still frightened one to you.
Yeah, everybody fears Ham. That's going to be a 24 to hit with the spatch.
24 to hit with the spatch is a hit.
Rolling 2d4 this time, obviously. Everybody knows that.
Very excellent and cool.
No, fuck.
Dropped one. Bummer. That's going to be 8 points of damage from the spatch lodging itself in. I think we can all imagine exactly how that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Second shot coming over the shoulders. It's a toothpick. Small.
Here deadly. It comes.
Natural 2. Not that deadly. Nope.
Piercing, though, for sure.
Coming in again with a... Boy, am I rolling all the same things I've already rolled. Back to the tongs. We love to see tongs. That is going to be a 19.
19 is a miss. How much damage was that on the spatula?
8 points.
8 points of damage on the spatula.
What does it look like?
Still up.
Fuck it. Here comes a spork. Best of both worlds, baby. Stab spork. And scoop.
Let's see. Stab and scoop. Let's go.
A little -8 to hit. 21.
21 is a miss.
Oh.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Frightened 1 now, not frightened 2.
Question.
Yes?
Does the automatic progression also give me a +1 to hit?
Yes.
22.
22 is a hit.
Come on down with the spatula. I imagine that this is, it like pokes in only a little bit and it has to have some follow-up. So Ham gets himself on his back and kicks out with one foot and is able to scoop that spork right on through the gelatinous flesh.
Excellent.
And we're talking about 10 points of piercing damage there.
10 points of piercing damage there on 2d4. That is Ham's turn. And a good turn it was. Nuke Dukem. Still drained too. What you got there, bud?
I just have to keep rolling to see if I can get undrained, right?
No, that's permanent.
No.
This is forever.
Nuke swims off to start making himself a home. Better get my creature comfort set. Oh, God, I'm a creature. Oh.
He switches sides?
Yeah. Hey, how good's the seaweed down here? I'm abalone alone. All right. He's going to roll to attack. Nope. That's going to be a 2 on the die.
Mm-mm.
Flurry of blows, though. You made me. Oh, God. Going to keep attacking. Oh, maybe. 20 to hit.
20 to hit is a miss.
Damn it.
No.
Yeah, that's Nuke.
That's Nuke's turn. Only gets the one action because he is permanently drained too on account of being cursed with slime. All right. So this Aboleth is just going to go start dealing with this ranged character over here.
Why?
Taking damage.
More from me, though.
More from you, but you're out of the water.
It's not a pissing contest, guys.
Gonna move over to Ham.
Will would win in a pissing contest. We already know that.
We've established this. As long as within the last 20 years, I would win.
He's gonna keep moving to get a little further away. That seems far enough.
No,
that seems
moving a lot. Really.
Yeah. It's gonna move that way. Has a swim speed. Doesn't need to roll any checks for that. Attacking Ham. Natural 20. Unbelievable. This dice is
lying.
Fantastic. It also has this little shield here. Yeah, maybe it's weighted. I don't know. It was a gift. It was a gift, so it'd be pretty cool.
From if you use the ones that we gave you, actually. That would be really nice if you used the ones that we gave you.
Yeah.
I stopped.
We know.
Oh, but here, these dice aren't weighted unless Cole gave them to me, because that is 2 ones on the first 2 d8s, plus a 2 for 4 points all day, and then a 4... 8 points all day. That's going to be 28 points of damage on that crit there, Ham.
Man, you used all day a lot of times when it wasn't all day.
That's true. I don't know what those words mean. Ham, can I get a fortitude save, please?
Probably. Natural 1?
Natural 1? Oh, no! So you bypass stage 1, no effect, immediately, and rocket straight to stage 2. Your skin starts to soften. You are drained 1 right now.
Join me. Please, actually join me. It's going to be so lonely down here.
Is it too late to go back to us hand-waving this fight?
That is a move and an attack, and we are going to roll once more. Not going to do it. 5 on the die, but does do some damage, and he catches Ham with that nasty little curse. That is the Aboleth's turn. Reggie.
Cool. Reggie's going to move. I mean, is it even worth flipping Raphanus over first?
Please.
Will that actually help him if I turn him face up?
Unfortunately, yeah. That'll help him for this round, and then we'll roll to see what happens.
Okay. So my first action, Reggie will flip Raphanus face up.
That's pretty cool. Beach ball over.
Then I guess I'm
just leeches all over it.
Yeah, and then I'll move.
Guppy's going in and out of his eye sockets.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, I'll move just 5 feet to there and then just make an attack at it. That's a 2 on the die for a 15.
That is a miss.
16. Excuse me, 16.
Still a miss.
And it's Reggie's turn.
All right. That is indeed the end of Reggie's turn. Raphanus, we're back around to you. You have been rolled over onto your back as best as Reggie was able. We still have some rolls to make, though. The first one we're going to do is flat check, just rocketing right to the end of your turn to see if you continue dying. So this is your dying check. It is a 12 flat check.
That's a 1 on the die.
That's a critical fail. That brings you to dying 4.
I'm dead.
Shit.
You can spend your hit. You can spend all of your...
I already spent the hero... No, I didn't. I didn't spend the hero point. I didn't reroll.
That's correct.
I didn't use it.
You did not reroll. And you don't have to reroll now. You can just spend that hero point. And you are now unconscious instead of dying.
I will do that.
All right, so you are unconscious instead of dying. And now I want you to roll a d20.
Okay.
And it is a 10 flat check.
Can I aid?
Unbelievable, Rudy.
It's an 8 on the die.
8 on the die.
You really got to travel with dice, my man.
Yeah, dude.
And Rafanis,
Roll 20 hates you.
Rafanis' legs drift back down. And he is pulled face down.
He's taking on water.
He is taking on water. Oh, fuck. And
while this is happening, the vision Rafanis had earlier of returning to the mouth of the great radish is like playing out.
Oh, no.
In his mind.
That is what is happening.
In his coma. That is what happening. He's in right now.
To this nigh immortal Leshy. Perhaps this is the day. That is the end of Rafanis' turn. Cheffrey, you're up.
Cheffrey is going to leap from the stone that he's currently on to the next stone, closer towards the aboleth. So that's what, do you want acrobatics?
No, you can just leap 15 feet and then you land, and that is going to be an acrobatics check.
Okay, it's a 9 on the die for 22 total.
22 total, you land even steep.
Now, instead of attacking the aboleth, though, Cheffrey wants to grab Rafanis and pull him out of the water.
Oh, we're going to need to see a perception check on whether or not you have clocked everything that's going on with Rafanis. Oh, for sure.
He's floating
face down in the water.
Yeah, and you're and all sinking. Your attention is on this fight. Let's see it. Come on, just give me.
It's obviously not.
DC 15 perception check.
Oh, well, that's a natural 20, Sam. So what does that
all
do?
All right. You notice. Just wanted
that's
to
it? That's all that gave does me?
Does he notice on the leap and catch him on the way over and doesn't cost an action?
No, of course it costs an action.
God
no,
damn
you,
it,
but you definitely notice that Rafanis
was the perception check an action, too? Is that what you're doing to me?
You know what? I'm going to give you that one for free.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Now, they should write a book about you. They should call it The Giver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that book. Can I pull him out of the... I think it was like the beginning of my like love of sci-fi, to be honest. We don't have to talk about this now. Can I pull Rafanis out of the water?
Yeah, sure. Athletics check.
Okay. I can do one of those. It's looks like a 13 on the die for 24.
13 on the die for 24. Yep, you are able to haul Rafanis up out of the water. You can't occupy the same square, though. So as you haul, you also need to move.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I will say that is the whole turn.
Okay. I'll take it for saving Rafanis.
Yeah, no, that is jumping 15 feet, reaching into the water, hauling someone up. I think that is a very fair three-turn action, especially because you did need to notice that that he was there. That is going to be Cheffrey's turn. We're coming back up to the top of the round. Ham, what's good, buddy? You got a creature there right next to you. Give me a fortitude save real quick.
Okay. Minus the drained, 22.
23. Oh, no, wait. You already are breathing air, right?
Great. Yes. Then can I use that same roll for my swim, which is what I initially rolled it for?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Great. I don't crit, but it's enough to get me... Actually, I guess I only want to move this far away because my range is reduced. So I'm going to get 10 feet away next to Nuke Dukem, which is honestly not where I want to be right now given the state of Nuke Dukem.
I'm sticky.
It's horrible. All right, we're back to the corkscrew, which honestly, when I designed this character originally, it was just going to be corkscrews. And then I found this random generator and the whole thing changed. Natural 20 on the corkscrew. We're back, baby.
Yeah. Back in a big way.
Back in a big way.
Back in a big old way. All right. That is going to be... Oh, hello. Oh, tell me more. 21 points of piercing damage.
21 points of piercing damage. That is large.
But not a depth charge?
Not a depth charge. All right. Give me that next attack.
Okay. Come on, little buddy. Ah, fuck. Nope. And final action, final attack, minus... 8 plus 1 minus 7 plus... Okay. Fuck. Two straight natural 8s aren't
those you're drained. You're drained one.
Drain mostly has to do with like constitution and fortitude and shit. That doesn't really... Yeah.
Oh, I thought it impacted Oh, that is that slowed?
Mm-hmm.
Slowed drops the number of actions.
Yeah. Oh, sugar. I thought that... Sorry, Nuke. I've been wrong.
I think he's been ignoring you, so I think it's
yeah,
okay.
He's still yeah. just been doing his shit.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
He just like took a bunch of hit points and lost.
So we just give you 50 hit points?
But I'm still a fucking freak. Oh.
No argument.
So there's this circus.
Oh, back of the cage for Nuke.
All right, so those are both misses, and next up is Nuke Dukem's turn. Nuke, what are you going to do?
I'm going to continue to lash out in anger over the permanence of my state.
So you got to move.
I will kill what made me this way, even if it won't end my own life.
So you got to move.
He's going to swim check, see if he can move up.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has a better swim check now, right? He's basically a fish.
You'd think. He's still learning.
Jellyfish.
Damn it.
Jellyfish.
That's an 18 on the die for the swim check.
18 on the die for the swim check? That's probably a pass, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a pass.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. He's going to swim over. Come here, you monster. He's going to take a swing at it. Okay. 25 to hit?
25 to hit is a hit.
Hell yeah.
That will be for 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. 7 hit points left.
Wow.
Yeah, Nuke.
Wow.
Yo.
The monks can't die.
Monks can't die.
No, but they can become me. Oh, God.
All right, so the rest of us want to get out of here, right?
All right, so Nuke and Ham can't breathe air for a few hours.
Neither can Rafinus, I ever breathe
yeah,
air, right?
Nuke is permanently cursed. Oh, Ham. And we are gonna play out just a little bit more.
Okay.
All right, so this is all happening at pretty much the same time. There's Reggie's turn. Reggie can clock that this thing is dead. Rafinus, give me a luck roll.
Okay.
From the grave.
See if you fall off this
which
rock.
Which should go fine based on your luck up to this point.
Really. Yeah,
roll 20. If you fall off this rock. Okay. You know, just flat check on 10.
Six on the die.
Six on the die, right? You fall into the water.
What? Hey, oh, friend, okay. How?
How did he fall into the water? Because his protector is paying attention to the fish that just died. This is one round. One round here. One round.
You have a weak understanding of inertia, but fine.
Mm-hmm. No, this thing is rocking all over the place. Rocking all over the place. All right, so Rafinus falls back into the water. Rudy, let me get a real quick...
You just want to kill me. That's
of
all
course
this
I do. This is what's happening. All right. I just rolled. That was an 8 on the die, under 10. So you're face down in the water. And I'm going to need a fortitude save real quick.
Why not?
These have been going really well.
So 14 on the die for a 27.
For a 27? All right. You don't take 1d10 points of damage. You're still great. Unconscious and in the water. Brings us to Cheffrey's turn. Cheffrey can get you back up on the rock pretty quickly. And Ham... looking for a fortitude save.
So last time I got a natural one, and I'm pleased to tell you all that it is double my old roll.
Oh, good.
For a 2.
That's right.
All right, you move to stage 3 of this curse.
Wait.
That's perma as well, right?
That's permanent.
That's awesome. Someone else can stay down here with me.
Honestly, I'm down. Fuck it. I live
That's
here now.
That's nice.
Nuke and Ham.
So just to reiterate, the two of you have skin that has transformed into clear, slimy membranes. You are drained too until the curse ends, which is permanent, without a remove disease spell. Every hour this membrane remains dry, the creature's drained condition increases by 1. Okay, so...
never be dry.
The good news is you are in a town of powerful, powerful alchemists. With cutting edge technology. And within the next couple of hours, as things settle down in town, and to be clear, you are not able to get anyone's attention or help for hours as you continue to breathe underwater and worry that you'll never be able to dry out.
The rest of us don't do anything about it. We're like,
oh, yeah.
You try to flag people down. People are like, yeah, just a second here. We're dealing with the collapse of our society right now. the townsfolk have taken care of all of the Aboleth's minions in town, and through various interrogations that take place over the course of the next few days after you have taken some removed disease potions, you are able to put together a picture of what happened. This Aboleth came up to the town of Hydropon, having heard that there was this big, basically, lake in the middle of the town that people were around, took control over town leaders, or had its faceless stalkers assume their identities, and was sort of slowly able to, with a mix of that domination and impersonation, able to cancel the summer solstice festival.
So cancel their culture.
It wanted to cancel their culture. The reason it wanted to do that was because, having heard a general idea of what the Illumin did, knew that all of its illusion magic, any of its domination, would go away and be recognized if it were drunk on the solstice. It didn't want it destroyed because it thought that the insight provided by the Illumin might help it get into the Druid's Isle about 50 miles away. That was the reason that it wanted to come here. For reasons that are unknown to any of the townsfolk or the minions, and I can tell you, because I think it's kind of cool, that part of the lore of that island and that moot is that it opens a trans-dimensional gateway on the solstice, and it wanted access and dominion over that, and that is why it wanted to take over Hydropon.
It was a long con.
It was a long con. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to take any of you down, and with a remove disease spell, it can counteract this curse. So you are, over the course of a couple days, able to heal up and escort Detris all the way back to the Monastery of the Holy Spirit.
We've got Nuke in a fishbowl.
Nuke refuses all treatment. He's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, but Sam,
put those microchips in me.
He's still smoking a cigar that puffs bubbles.
Yeah. And
how about getting one of those treasure chests that open and close to stimulate my mind?
I hear there's a tiny shrimp who can help me out with this.
And Ben, did you have a question for us?
Yeah, here's a question for you.
What?
What was your favorite, like, Nuke Dukem moment? Like, we're kind of doing a highlight reel. Like, what one was just like, that's classic Nuke?
I mean, the most classic thing about Nuke is his fear of deer, right? So, yeah. I mean, imagining him at the railing of this ship.
Explored idea.
Staring into the depths of the forest, knowing that the hunter is watching. That really got me. And for a few weeks, I was afraid of deer.
Why do you think Nuke was so scared of living underwater? Deers are led to water. Deers would be coming right up to him.
That checks out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My favorite was Nuke blowing a perception check that made our ship run aground for like a second or something and saying, "Oh, I was lighting a cigar. I wasn't paying attention. Go right."
My favorite Duke Nukem moment was at the
Nuke
Dukem.
Nuke Dukem. God, Nuke Dukem.
Oh, they're coming for us now.
My favorite Nuke Dukem moment was when the combat on the ship started and his first sentence was, "Finally!" After months being starved of violence, I am able to unleash.
Oh my god.
It was when the name was revealed for me. It was just such a like short circuit and then immediate joy. Yeah.
So to be honest, for our listeners, this is probably good to talk about. Like, when we first created our characters in the main campaign, it just so happened that a name I was considering for my character was Clayton. And like before recording started, Cole was like, "Well, my character's named Layton, and we're not doing that. That's going to be a nightmare." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Actually, I also really like the name Eugene for him." So I went with Eugene. Like 20 minutes before we started recording our first episode as the Five Monks, Ben was like, "Oh, what's everybody's names? Just because I don't want..." What did you say, Ben?
Want to make sure we don't have any duplicates.
And then he gets on and his name is Nuke.
Yeah, duplicates.
That message from Ben sent me scrambling for his character sheet, and I saw that it wasn't filled in, and I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Get on. Handles Nuke Dukem.
Yes, but... yeah, that's
hell yeah. My favorite part was sharing them with you all.
Oh. Obviously.
That's so sweet.
And we all appreciate that.
Yeah, I do also love attention.
Honestly, I really liked a lot of moments with everybody's characters.
They were a lot of fun.
I thought we all did pretty swell. They were very, very fun to play with.
This was a ton of fun. And it a good reminder for me as a GM that I'm like, I think I have a sense of how much we can accomplish in a session. Nope.
No players.
Yeah, it was so much fun though. God, this was silly.
I mean, I should see if I can find it also, because audience, if you can't tell, I think one of Sam's all-time favorite games is coming up with absurd names. And yes. Good Lord,
Hall of Famers, he
get to flex with this. I started making a list. I couldn't even keep up. But here's what I have so far for all the names that Sam created just for this, you know, 3 or 4 episode offshoot. There's Captain Elvira Barnswallow, Tremble Wilson, Bella Tremble. Traced, Clavin Manis.
Clavin Manis.
Thapple Vandequist. A Hobbit Shiphand. A Hobbit Shiphand who just goes by the name Firecracker. Chalk Kragalar. Marilyn the Cook. Lyndon Wildroot. Who else we got? Billwood Planter.
Oh, Bill
Planter.
Imagine
Billwood Planter.
Quill Deeppool. Taylor Goodsoil. Petal Trench Fleet. Ellistem. And Spade Bushweather. Holy cow.
A lot of different families in this area. That's kind of interesting. Yeah. A lot of different families.
Yeah. Good diversity.
Bush.
It's clearly a lot of backgrounds represented there. Well, I do appreciate that, Morgan. Thank you for keeping track of all of those. I at times struggled too. and I am really glad that we hit rubber to the road on this fight and did make it happen. And I can't wait to get back to all of your other characters next season.
Nice. Woo!
No. Monks who are hunks.
These monks, they are the hunks.
These monks, they are the hunks.
Are you going to end the recording?
Nope.